There was the familiar center in which Jalti sat at his great desk. And near that desk there sparkled a peculiar globe of force which the lensman now knew was an intergalactic communicator. "Ha!" Kinnison exclaimed triumphantly, if inaudibly, to himself. "The real boss of the outfit, Boscone, is in the second galaxy." He would have to wait until that communicator went into action if it took a month. But in the meantime, there was plenty to do. Those cabinets at least were not thought-screened, and they held all the really vital secrets of the drug ring. It would take many days to transmit the information which the patrol must have if it were to make a 100% cleanup of the whole Zwillnik organization. He called Warsel, and upon being informed that the recorders were ready, he started in. Characteristically, he began with Prelin of Bronsika, and memorized the data covering that white as he transmitted it. The next one to go down upon the steel tape was Crowninshield of Tressilia. Having exhausted all the filed information upon the organizations controlled by those two regional directors, he took the rest of them in order. He had finished his real task and had practically finished a detailed survey of the entire base when the force ball communicator burst into activity. Knowing approximately the analysis of the beam and exactly its location in space, it took only seconds for Kinnison to tap it. But the longer the interview went on, the more disappointed the lensman grew. Orders, reports, discussions of broad matters of policy. It was simply a conference between two high executives of a vast business firm. It was interesting enough, but in it there was no grist for the lensman's mill. There was no new information except a name. There was no indication as to who Eichmill was, or where. There was no mention whatever of Boscone. There was nothing even remotely of a personal nature until the very last.
"I assume from lack of mention that the lensman has made no further progress," Eichmill concluded.
"Not so far as our best man can discover," Jalti replied carefully, and Kinnison grinned like the Cheshire Cat in his secure, if uncomfortable, retreat. It tickled his vanity immensely to be referred to so matter-of-factly as the lensman, and he felt very smart and cagey indeed to be within a few hundred feet of Jalti as the Bosconian uttered the words.
"Lensmen by the score are still working Prelin's base in Kominoki. Some 12 of these, human or approximately so, have been returning again and again. We are checking those with care because of the possibility that one of them may be the one we want, but as yet I can make no conclusive report."
The connection was broken, and the lensman's brief thrill of elated self-satisfaction died away. "No soap," he growled to himself in disgust. "I've got to get into that guy's mind some way or other."